Daily Worship Devotionals, Episode 10, The Kingdom of Heaven. Well, hey there, friends. How are you? Me, I am blessed beyond all measure. I'm Rob Still, a worship leader in Nashville, and this is a short, brief podcast where we study the Word of God and listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit, all within the framework of the Christian year calendar. Right now, it's the season of Epiphany. We're studying the life of Christ, and today we are talking about the kingdom of heaven. So here we go. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name? How majestic is your name in all the earth? Oh Lord, okay. The kingdom of heaven. Matthew 3, verse 2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Now, in the last episode, we were looking at the message of John the Baptist in Luke chapter 3, which is also echoed in the Synoptic Gospels, Mark chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 3. And Matthew's version has a couple extra details which are worth discussing, most notably this phrase, the kingdom of heaven. It's only in Matthew's Gospel. So, what is the kingdom of heaven? Well, according to my NIV commentary, this particular phrase is only found in Matthew, where it occurs 33 times. The kingdom of heaven is the rule of God, and it is a present reality and a future hope. The idea of God's kingdom is central to Jesus' teaching and is mentioned 50 times in Matthew alone. So as J. Vernon McGee would say on the Through the Bible radio show, the kingdom of heaven is the rule of heaven over the earth. And you can't have a kingdom without a king. And the kingdom of heaven is at hand in the person of the king. So John the Baptist was declaring that the kingdom of heaven is near because Jesus the Messiah was right there in the flesh. Now, if you belong to Jesus, you are part of his kingdom. You are part of the bride of Christ. And so you and me, we have an intimate relationship with him. Anything we do for the kingdom, it's not because we're like slaves or workers or vassals for the king. It's not like Jesus is the boss of me. No, we do it for the love of Jesus. We love him because he first loved us. And heaven rules over the earth through people like you and me, those who love him and let him rule their hearts and be used by the master as the hands and feet of Jesus. We are his ambassadors, the representatives of Jesus in the natural realm. But one day, King Jesus himself will rule and reign over the earth in the natural realm when he returns. And he is preparing the bride of Christ and the earth for the return of the bridegroom. And man, that day could be any time. So our mission is to prepare and be prepared. All right, so let me just cut to the chase here and talk about the implications of embracing a kingdom worldview in our worship mentality, our ministry philosophy, and the way we do the things we do. So much of our emphasis in worship ministry can be kind of myopic, and we're focused on our little world, and most, if not all, of our energy and resources are about our church services, our church worship team, and we're not putting much effort into being connected relationally or working cooperatively, sometimes, man, even with other ministries in the church, much less with other parts of the kingdom and other churches and other outside ministries. I mean, have you ever tried to get churches to work cooperatively together on some sort of project? I have many times in many different places over the world, and I can tell you, it's a lot harder than you might think. Now, this is understandable if somewhat lamentable. It comes with the territory, especially due to the intense type of work that music ministry can be. So, okay, here's the deal. We have to be intentional to actually do the things that are kingdom-minded. I mean, even just include some kingdom-minded activities in our church world, okay? So this requires a mindset of embracing others who are not like us and being open-minded and open-hearted and have some margin of availability to serve bigger kingdom purposes, man, at least at some point in time. Now look, some simple ways I've seen this work is like do a night of worship with other churches in your city, or do an outreach project with your choir or your praise team at the local rescue mission, or singing in a nursing home, those kind of things. The kingdom of heaven as a worldview has massive implications, and it forces us to see beyond just the four walls of our church. The kingdom of heaven advances when God's people advance. Let's pray. Lord God in heaven, holy is your name. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May we be willing to serve not just your church, but also your kingdom for Jesus' sake. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, well, I hope that is helpful to you. DailyWorshipDevotionals.com is the website. Come there. You can get the transcript for this, other free resources. And if you like this podcast, pretty please with sugar on top, would you subscribe, rate, and give us a good review on iTunes, YouTube, or SoundCloud. Okay, so until next time, may the Lord richly bless you. The Lord be with you. Thanks a lot. God bless you. This is the day, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord